Well, have you heard of the explorer and author Ranulph Fiennes? He was asked, who in the whole of history would you most like to sit next to on a long-haul flight? What would be your answer? Well, what was his answer? He said, and I quote, "That bloke called Jesus. I'd really like to know whether he was the Son of God and check him out on that." It's an interesting reply, isn't it? And perhaps we detect in his words a hint of embarrassment. That bloke Jesus. And maybe you can identify with that. Jesus interests you, you'd like to check him out, but you don't want to be seen to be too keen. Checking out Jesus. Who is he really? This December, the death toll in Afghanistan for the British Army this year reached 100. And among them was Staff Sergeant Olaf Schmidt, a bomb disposal expert. He'd already defused 64 roadside bombs, and having saved countless lives, he was himself tragically killed trying to disarm another roadside device. His widow, Christina, paid this tribute. "Oz and troops like him joined to serve traditional warrior values, to passionately protect the country they love, its ideals, and especially their families, communities, and each other. He was a hero who gave his life saving others." On Monday, a footbridge was opened in Workington by a group of school children, and it's named the Barker Crossing, in honour of PC Bill Barker, who, directing traffic away from the road bridge, died when it collapsed in the recent floods in Cumbria. Another hero who gave his life saving others. Now, these men are the bravest of the brave, aren't they? And we want to know their story, who they were, and to honour them. Yes? So in Ranulph Fiennes' words, that bloke Jesus, who is he really? Well, he's the ultimate hero who gave his life saving countless others. And those he has saved will tell you that he's worthy of all honour and praise. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. So who is he? What's his story? Well, think about that Bethlehem night. To a group of terrified shepherds, the angel announces good news. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." And the next moment the sky ignites with the brightness and the roar of 10,000 times 10,000 angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." At his birth, the angels worship. So who is he? "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." And there's the answer. In three words, Saviour, Christ, Lord. This baby is the Christ. If you read the Jewish scriptures, what we call the Old Testament, written before Jesus came into the world, we read of the Christ. And he's described as the promised one. He's the coming one. A warrior who at infinite cost to himself would rebuild the bridge between God and us. Do you really think that this is how the world is meant to be? War, evil, suffering, death. We only have to look around us. We only have to look inside ourselves. Something's gone wrong. And so the Christ is the promised one, the coming one, who will put things right. This is what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, 700 years before Jesus was born. You'll instantly recognize the words. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And if this baby is the Christ, he is also the Lord. The angel described him as Christ the Lord. And Lord is a divine title. He is God come down to earth. He is God with a human face. Emmanuel, God with us. Now you think about that. He who had no beginning begins as a baby. He who breathed worlds into existence catches his first breath on that cold Bethlehem night. The Son of Mary is none other than the Son of God. So he's the Christ, he's the Lord. And finally, says the angel, he's the Saviour, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour. Well, who does he save? Those who need saving. Well, who are they? And the Bible says, you and me. Now, Mr. Stephen Waring is an angler. And at low tide, he was out on the mudflats digging for bait. He dug a deep hole in the mud. And standing in it, he was collecting worms when the sides collapsed. And there he was, stranded, helpless, with the mud up to his chest. He was unable to move. But worse than that, the tide was coming in. He said, I really thought I was a goner. I was there for 45 minutes and getting deeper in the mud with the water coming up until I was spitting out seawater. What did he need? He needed a saviour. And the good news is a saviour came. A helicopter was scrambled and hovering overhead, his rescuer was lowered on a winch to pluck Mr. Waring from his miry grave. He was saved! Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Bible says, I too am in a hole of my own making. I haven't loved God with all my heart, and I haven't loved my neighbour as myself. I've gone my own way. I've broken the rules. And I'm guilty and unclean, and I'm stuck fast, and time is running out. What do I need? A Saviour. What do we read? There is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And so Jesus came down from heaven to save. What began at Bethlehem ended 33 years later outside the walls of Jerusalem. Jesus was nailed to a cross. It was an act of salvation where he laid down his life to save the lives of others. Do you see? The sins, the wrongs of countless people who've offended God, they were put to Jesus' account. So that when God came to punish the guilty, Jesus took the blame. He died so that the guilty can go free. He was punished so the unclean can be lifted up to heaven. He took the full blast of God's anger to protect all who come to him. He gave his life to save the lives of countless others. The Bible puts it like this: for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. It's the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate hero, a saviour who is Christ the Lord. So what do you think? That bloke Jesus, does he interest you? Yes, but you don't want to sound too keen. Well, perhaps you're missing the point. Let's go back to our heroes. Staff Sergeant Olaf Schmidt, PC Bill Barker. Who praises them the loudest? Those who have merely heard about their deeds, or those who have actually been saved by their deeds? It's not enough just to hear about what Jesus has done. If that's all he ever is, then all he'll ever be to me is that bloke Jesus. Worse than that, says the Bible, unless he saves me, unless I can say he died in my place, I'm still stuck fast in the mud, still far from God, still guilty, unclean, with the tide coming in and time running out. Recognize we need saving. And Jesus is the Savior I need. The ultimate hero. We don't have to wait for a long-haul flight to sit next to Jesus before we discover who he is. He's here tonight. He's spoken to you through the carols, wonderful words. And he's spoken to you through the Bible especially. And the place is full of those that he's saved and changed and forgiven. And he says to you tonight, interested? Well, he says, come closer, come closer, come on, come nearer. Why not look for me in the Bible? Why not meet with me? Come to know me. Love me. Worship me. Come nearer. Why not call upon me to save you? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Did you hear that? Jesus gave his life to give us life. He's the ultimate hero. He's the Savior of the world. And that is the good news this Christmas.